The director of Passport, Alexander Grant Ntrakwa, has asked Ghanaians to be patient and allow staff of the Passport Office the freedom to work and not resort to middlemen for the renewal or acquiring new passports. He said with biometric passports, fingerprints of applicants are captured, and as a result, middlemen are not needed. Mr. Ntrakwa said the Passport Office is a security zone area where passports are processed, so the influx of people there hinders effective work. The director of Passport spoke to Radio Ghana about the online passport application, which will soon be rolled out. Joyce Jeche reports.
The environs of the Passport Office is virtually like a marketplace where middlemen or goro boys and applicants and their agents besiege every day. Durations for issuance of passports vary, depending on how urgent an applicant needs the document and the category of fees paid during application. In most cases, the time stipulated for the issuance are not met. This situation compels applicants to use goro boys to facilitate the acquisition for a fee. This problem has gone on for years. To address the problem, 7 passport reception centers have been opened but haven't helped much because most applicants prefer to come to Accra. The director of Passport, Alexander Ntrakwa, said the online passport application, when rolled out, will address the difficulties applicants are facing, like being at the passport office at dawn and also being duped by middlemen. He said while programs are being put in place to roll that out, Ghanaians should allow the system to work and challenge the process when they encounter difficulties, rather than resorting to the use of middlemen. He said recent increase in passport application is due to increasing visa denials by embassies. He explained that in their quest to conceal that they have been denied visas, most people report their passport as missing in order to apply for new ones. This situation, Mr. Ntrakwa said, will not guarantee they are being issued visas since biometric data cannot be changed. The director of Passport said loitering at the passport office sends negative signals to embassies. On the issue of electronic passports, he said they will continue to be used alongside the biometric ones until they expire. The only time an embassy will require a biometric passport is when the document has 6 months to expiration. This is regardless to whether a visa in the passport has not expired. Mr. Ntrakwa said it is wrong for diplomatic missions to request for biometric passports from a visa applicant when the electronic passport is still valid.